Blog Talk Radio.
Because you're relying on me, shall break every chain. The conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory. Again and again, again and again. Give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
To have Brother Mosley with us. Brother Drew, I can say one thing. Over this period of 30 years that Cole and I taught, we had some dynamite students. This is one of the students. And what's so funny about this student, this is a unique student here because he got a degree in theology, but he wouldn't preach the lie. And I met him at Nash's church. He used to preach all the time at Nash's church. But it's a funny thing how you can see that this knowledge was only for certain people. This knowledge that we have is not for everybody. It's only a chosen few, and we can see that now because this knowledge is not for everybody. But I know that Brother Mosley and Brother Carol and Sister Carol, they got a think tank that's all awesome that come out of our class. I call these my top snipers. These are my top snipers. When you want some information, these snipers here, they on it, you know. So we're gonna let Brother Mosley do his thing. So we're gonna sit back and listen if you explain to us some heavy exoteric knowledge, Brother Mosley. So do it like you wanna do it.
Well, I appreciate you, Brother DeWada, for being you, sir, and allowing Al-Kamadi Yah to manifest herself through you and Brother Kohin and Brother Drew for allowing us to have a format to be able to possibly enlighten some of our people that are not asleep and some that are wanting to be awakened. And I also want to thank Sister Drew for supporting her man like any good woman would do. And I also wanted to just send a shout out to Sister Shauna for being a strong sister and informing all the other sisters not to paint their hair yellow and bronze and blue and green, wanted to touch bases with you guys. I listen to the show quite often, and Brother DeWada and I have formulated a relationship, I guess, over the last 20, 25 years, where everyone thought he was kind of strange, I guess is a word, and anything that does not come from our white daddy, or as he says, then it's strange to us, because
right.
We only believe what actually comes from, you know, our oppressor. And I'll touch bases. I'm not wanting to deal with so much biblical information right now, but the book tells us that to not envy our oppressor, but choose none of his ways. And obviously, if you look around in our community and throughout society, you see that we have chosen all of our oppressor ways, because at one time, you couldn't pay a black or a person of color to put some ink in their skin, calling a tattoo. Now
right.
That's a fad every day, and every person, female, male, want to have their bodies tattooed. And I often ask some of the young ladies and young people, I said, why do you do that? And I had this one young lady, she's a very beautiful girl, and she says, because it makes me look pretty. And I says, well, what is it that Yah did not do for you that you feel you can do for yourself to enhance this creation that was given to you? She couldn't answer the question. So, of course, Brother DeWada, I always say, like you say, ask yourself a question.
Right.
What happened? What happened to us as a people? And
right.
So, you know, I just wanted to kind of piggyback on a whole lot of what Brother DeWada and Brother Kohin has enlightened many of us, because when I was dealing with this theology, this religion per se, and I'm not here to bash anyone's belief or philosophy or thought about whatever when it comes to religion, but I'm just wanting to enlighten us. I would always have these people that were supposed to have all this knowledge would tell me, well, you shouldn't ask that question. That's not relevant. All you have to do is believe. Well, we know as esoteric students that to believe something and to have knowledge of something is very different. And
mm-hmm.
we know the exoteric versus the esoteric. So I am so grateful for Brother DeWada, Brother Kohin, Brother Drew, Sister Shauna, for enlightening us and keeping us enlightened, because so many of our people are so misled right now, and we have lost the battle. But I wanted to talk to us briefly, because I am actually a financial advisor. I've been in business for over 30 years. So you're not talking about someone here that basically is just randomly throwing information at you. I have a securities license that I've actually allowed to expire, because I will not put people's funds Just like I will not be a part of the heresy to indoctrinate you with a lie, I will not be a part of the conspiracy to put your money in places that will only allow you to be broke in the future. So I wanted to talk with you all about this economic collapse that is upon us. And people may say, well, when is it? Because, you know, we're always looking for the time and the place when the thing is going to happen. And if people say, oh, it's going to happen tomorrow, and if it doesn't happen, then we say, oh, that's not true. He's just running his mouth. Well, I can't give you the actual date nor time, but I can tell you this, that the actual economic collapse is happening as we speak.
Right.
The economic reset is happening as we speak and as we sleep. So, again, I have to put a disclaimer out here that I'm not giving any financial advice because I do not have interest in losing any of my licenses that I have. So I have to put that disclaimer out here. This is not any financial advice. This is mere information to enlighten the ones that are seeking knowledge. So we want to just kind of go over a few things because there's no way within 40 minutes, an hour, that we could touch on all of the relevant types of scenarios from an economic financial perspective to cover everything in detail. But I do want to touch on a few hot spots. Brother DeWatt always talks about, you know, signs and symbols and numbers. Well, if we look at your, if everyone has a dollar bill, if the listening audience could grab a dollar bill, I just wanted to touch on a few things because, you know, we all realize about that seeing eye back there and meaning out of many, one, and the New World Order and all of that. But I just wanted to touch on a couple of things. If you look on the front of that dollar bill, right under where it says, well, at the top, it says Federal Reserve Note. And then under that, it says the United States of America. It says, this note is legal tender for all debts, public and private. So what does all of that mean? First and foremost, the Federal Reserve is not even a part of the corporation, which when I say corporation, America is a corporation. It's not a country. Many folks are not aware of that. But you are just a number within a system of a corporation, which means when you are born, they designate you a certificate called a birth certificate that basically has a value stated which you are not aware of. Also, when you die or depart from this universe, this galaxy, then you are issued a death certificate which cashes you out of this society. So these are some of the things that we are not aware of. And again, I'm not here to bash anyone, and this is not a black thing, white thing, green thing, purple thing. This is a mankind thing, a human thing, because what has happened is over the years, the annals of time, we have been infiltrated by the evil one. And if you believe in the book that tells you that in the beginning, you know, there was Adam and Eve and all of that madness. And they talk about this serpent that comes up. And what is the serpent's job? His job is to deceive you. That is the job of the serpent, which we could call Lucifer, Satan, whatever you want to call him, or her, whatever. That is the job. So, again, I listened so many times at Brother DeWatta, and he talks about all of these symbols. He talks about these signs, and he talks about these numbers. And these numbers all correlate to a system and a secret society that controls everything from a spiritual, religious, theological, whatever perspective you can think of, it controls this society. And these evil, wicked demons are playing games. That's why some of the ones that have escaped from being in the bondage have written books such as The Protocols of Zion, Pawns in the Game. And so they have given us this knowledge for us to research for ourselves, to basically be able to determine for ourselves what is real and what is fake. And just to give you a little analogy really quickly, that dollar bill that you all have in your hand, do that with it. That's paper, junk. You hear that? That's real money, people. That is silver. I have gold and silver, platinum, palladium, all of the above and many more. So again, I'm here. I'm not Paul Revere. I'm not Chicken Little. I'm not afraid of anything except for failure. But I just wanted to share and let you all know that there's something on the horizon that many of us have never ever opened our minds to be able to entertain, to even think that could happen here in this so-called America. Well, I'm here to tell you again, it may not happen today. It may not happen next year. But I can guarantee you, based on numbers, and numbers are the only thing that do not lie, numbers dictate that there has to be a reset of the so-called fiat. And your dollar bill, any paper money, any bank statement that you have, and it may have many zeros behind it, that is fiat currency. If you cannot hold it in your hand and hear it like that, it is not money. It's merely a promise. And many of us, because of apathy and having been oppressed for so long, we believe in whatever this government tells us when it comes to the economy. And I can tell you this, just like what 90% of what they have wrote in those Bibles and those books are a lie, the things that they talk about with this economy, if you listen to the pundits on CNBC, if you listen to Bloomberg, those people are characters and actors. They are paid to come on a stage and tell you what they want you to hear. They will not tell you the truth about what is getting ready to transpire in this so-called America. So we want to just go back to that dollar bill of yours, because in the book that most people are aware of, your King James book, the number of the beast is what? 666. Well, you look at that glorified dollar bill of yours that everyone worships, and you look at United States dollar. Well, United has a six. State has a six, and dollar has a six, meaning if you count the letters. That is your God. So, why do you say that, Brother Mosley? Well, I say that to say that we have been deceived, just like Brother DeWater always state, with one word, God, G-O-D, Gad, the German version. So, we've been deceived because people are out there now doing anything for a dollar. You could have someone kill their mother. You could have someone have sex with 50 people just for the dollar. And they will be happy to share what they have done to be able to show you that they are such a wonderful person because they have all of these dollars. Trust me, and I'm not kicking wealth, because what I am actually trying to do is help us to solidify wealth, but wealth is something that is not going to happen in a nation of people unless they are united. And we as a people have no concept of what united means, because we are in such an apathetic state because we have been programmed to depend on the government. So I wanted to touch on that, and just to kind of give you an idea of what actually is going to be coming, because you hear Brother DeWater talking a lot about HELOCs. You hear him talk about SURF and all of those types of different terminologies. Well, which do you want to be? Do you want to be the peasant, or do you want to be the ruler? The rulers are the aristocratic society. I think Brother DeWater has elaborated on that endless times to help us to try and understand, when you make a nation, when you create a so-called country, the first thing you do is create a ruling class, and they dictate everything that transpires within that country. Well, that includes from a spiritual, physical, monetary perspective, anything you can think of. They control and they dictate exactly what goes on. And Brother DeWater, Brother Drew, it's so many things that I want to share with the listening audience, because there's so much, but
knock yourself out.
well, I'm knocking myself out, but I'm just wanting to keep reiterating that, you know, it's very difficult to kind of condense a lot of the information because it's so broad and it's so much. And when we talk about that, we have to recognize what is actually happening in the economy right now. Well, let's take California, for instance, as an example. Right now, you have more homeless people in California than anywhere else in America, the Golden State. So what happened? Well, this is kind of the prelude to giving you an idea of what this coming collapse is all about. Some of those people that are living on the streets in California make six figures, meaning $100,000 a year or more. But they are homeless because the cost of a house is $6,000 and $7,000 a month for a little 1,000 square foot property. So what does that mean? That means that your income cannot substantiate your outcome.
Brother Mosley.
Yes, sir.
You know, they announced on the news yesterday the senator in Oregon. He's placed a bill to go to the Supreme Court on housing, man. He said these people are ridiculous with rent. I agree with him. He's talking about that. Plus Donald Trump was talking about the developers and the housing. They messing over the elderly people and the homeless people. You can't rent it for $1,000. It's cheaper to go buy a house than to rent now in America. But
yes,
I wanted to throw that in because the government, you can see where different those executive orders was.
Mm-hmm.
It said that the government had to take over housing for you to get fair housing, and you're finna see that the government is finna take over housing. Because the way housing is now, man, it's ridiculous. And go ahead on. I just want to throw that in.
Yes, sir. You're absolutely right. There still are a few conscious people that have some type of humanity within them, and they're trying to, you know, sway what is actually coming. But to be honest with you, and I'm not a pessimist, people. I don't want anyone out there to think that I am a pessimist. I'm possibly one of the most optimistic person you will ever meet. And I can validate that because of my life. I was born and raised in a slave shack, and now I live several places all over the United States, and I live planning to try and get me some places outside of the United States to live. So I'm not here trying to impress anyone. I'm just merely trying to inform you because as Brother DeWater is on the show and communicating, it just compelled me to want to inform the people in the listening audience of what is coming. Again, whether it's today, tomorrow, does not matter. But the housing is just one indicator. The housing, and if you think about it, well, you say, well, that's just one sector. Well, if you look at that particular sector, then how many other sectors survive off of the housing? Because if you don't build houses, then you don't need any building material. Then you don't need any mechanics, carpenters. You don't need electricians. You don't need appliances. You don't need paint. You don't need any of these durable goods, as they call them, to be able to justify making money. So basically what happens, all of these companies, and if you look at and just Google the amount of companies that have gone bankrupt in the last year. I'm talking about companies that were retail giants. Now, if you go drive around in a lot of the shopping centers, you see empty stores. This is just a prelude to what is coming. You can watch certain movies. Brother DeWatt always alludes to certain movies. Well, go watch The Walking Dead, because that is the one that indicates and tells you exactly what will be transpiring. And you say, well, how in the world people are going to be walking around but they're dead? Well, we're already zombies because we've been misled. But at the other side of that is you have all these technologies such as the 5G, such as the smart meter, that they have put and implement all over that will control you. And they will control you through the electronics because your body is all electronics. I rest my case. But what we have to realize, going back to where we were, this dollar and this collapse, you have the elites. They are fully aware of what's coming up. You hear Trump talk about, oh, repatriation, and you hear him talk about, well, we're going to give these big corporations all of this, allow them to come back and bring all of their money that they put in these overseas accounts that they were hiding from the government so that they didn't have to pay taxes on it. We're going to allow them to bring all this money back and not have to pay taxes on it. Well, you look at the stock market, you say, wow, look at the stock market, man. And this guy's talking about the economy in America going belly up, and the stock market is off the chart. Well, what happens with the balloon? You keep blowing it up. You keep blowing it up, and what happens? Finally, it bursts. So what they've been doing, even ever since 1913, but to bring it more current, ever since 2008, during that economic collapse, they've been just painting over. You know, when you have a bad spot on a house or something and you don't want to get it fully repaired, you just paint over it and make it look good, like it's pretending to look good, like a lot of women put on all that makeup and stuff to make themselves appear to look pretty when they take that stuff off. So, again, that's the analogy of this economy. They are painting over it to make it look, oh, this is such a great economy. Trump brags about how well the stock market has been doing since he became president and all of this crap. But guess what? Who in business in this particular country has filed more bankruptcy than anyone else? Question is, answer, Trump. So, knowing that we're under a system where they can implement whomever they choose because voting is basically bogus. So they put Trump in to do what? To bankrupt a corporation called America because he is an expert at bankruptcy. So we have to recognize, and just to kind of give you a little bit more background, and again, I don't like to mix this stuff with the biblical, but it's all intertwined. You got Trump, and the book tells us in the end that the trumpet will blow. Well, you put Trump and Pence together, you got Trumpets. Think about that, people. You put Trump and Pence together, you got Trumpets. What does that mean? Means that we're at the end of the road. Every great nation, due to history on yourself, every great nation is only last 250 years. Brother DeWater talks about it all the time. Mm-hmm. 1776, May 1st. So you do 200 years from that, that's what? 1976. You add another 50, that's what? 2026. So, we, the ones, you know, he that have eyes, let him see, and he that have ears, let him hear. I'm just trying to set out this information to basically forewarn the people that are tuned into this show, because if you follow Brother DeWater and Brother Drew, then I feel like you are some good individuals and people that are entitled to have access to information that you can then in turn try and do something to combat what is getting ready to transpire. So yeah, that is why I'm here. I'm sorry, Brother DeWater. Go ahead on, sir.
You touched down on something that let's look at this. What you touched down on, let's go a little deeper into this.
Yes, sir.
What you're saying. Donald Trump was the appointed president. He wasn't voted in. See, so we have to ask ourselves who appointed him. And we know that the Sanhedrin appointed him. Now,
yes, sir.
With this trial, I want to see with this trial that's going on with Cohen. You know the lawyer?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Pompey and all
okay.
of them. Yeah.
Now, yeah. See, I called Cohen Robert Ashley yesterday, and I'm asked everybody that's in the listening audience, you know, and my students and stuff that's listening, is let's look at something real deep. Cohen, he's a Jew. Cohen, that's the, you automatically know that he's in the Jewish priesthood when you say Cohen. His
yes,
last
sir.
Name is Cohen. So let's look at something. Let's ask ourselves a question. What kind of Jew is he? He's a Reformed Jew. Now, here's where I got real deep. Now, there's three kinds of Reformed Jews, and they all live in America. That's the conservative Jew, the liberal Jew, and the Mesmerite Jew. The Reformed Jew came into power in the 6th century with Moses Mendelssohn. He said that the Jews should take on Western customs. So these three forms of Jews, they rule Hollywood. This is the Reformed Jew. But Trump was appointed by the Zionist Jews.
Mm-hmm.
So right now we can see that the two top Jews, the chosen people of God, as they call themselves, we can see these two aristocrats fighting for power, for world power. But the Zionist Jews done already won. These are the ones that the holdout, and they don't want to start a war. But protocol was very clear that they bring the guns of China on these Jews' asses over here. With protocol number 27, it's very clear that if they couldn't get the job done, they bring the guns of China on you. Well, let's look. China has broke the United States economically, what you're talking about, you see. And really and truly, the knowledge that we know Hell, Dalen already took over. They took over when they appointed Trump. When Trump got appointed, well, then that was the last grand jubilee year. That means, in case my students don't know what jubilee is, jubilee was every 7 years.
Mm-hmm.
But the Jews forgive debt. But the grand jubilee for Rothschild forgiving debt is every 70 years. And he said that this was the last goddamn grand jubilee that he forgave the debt. But every country in the world owe him debt. And he's told you in the protocol, if you fight one war, he not only owned you, you never would pay him back. He owned your land. He owned your land.
Absolutely.
But he got the foreclosed on you. So what army he going to use the foreclosed on you is China. Well, who is China's allies? China is allied to Russia, to Korea.
Yep.
These are China's allies. And how long has Russia infiltrated the United States in 1871, infiltrated it. And then when Khrushchev showed up, infiltrated it, when he got the Scottsdale boys up, and you wondering why is Trump and Putin is tight partners and all of this stuff that's going down? A blind man can see that all we have to do is apply the knowledge that we done read. This is 243 years of this Democratic Republican government. They ain't never last. That means you got 7 more years.
Yes, sir.
Mathematically speaking, 7 years from now, you will see the fall of the United States. You will go to another national country. It ain't going to take that long. It ain't going to take that long because all of those executive orders that Kennedy got killed by, all of them is in place, all but 1,100, and that's the mobilization and the government taking over the workforce. That's the only thing that ain't happened. That's the only thing that ain't happened. Executive order that provide mobilization for all citizens to work again under government supervision. I'm reading it off the page, executive order number 1,100. But that's the only thing that ain't happened.
Well, you hit the nail on the head when you talk about China, because if you look at the countries in the world that are purchasing the most amount of gold and silver, platinum and palladium, China is at the leading edge, because what is getting ready to happen is that the dollar devaluation, because it is not backed by a asset, then the world currency, because what you have is what they call the IMF, International Monetary Fund, basically dictates which country their currency controls the world. The U.S. dollar, as we are accustomed to right now, to a certain degree, still controls the world. That's why when you hear Trump talk about sanction and all of this, what he's talking about is not allowing these countries to transfer their monies into commodities, because in order to do that, you have to convert your money into the American dollar to be able to purchase goods and services through this SWIFT system, is what it's called. That's why if anyone ever does a transaction where you wire money, then you have to wait for the wire to clear, because it has to go through this system called the SWIFT system. And that's how America has become this so-called great nation or corporation, because they control the monetary system. And, of course, the protocol tells us after the guns of Japan fail, then the guns of China will come. And now, because China has this insight and they realize and recognize what was going to be transpiring, and plus the people behind the scenes, all of these Rockefellers and Rothschilds and all of these elite and Illuminatis, all of these people are doing nothing but playing with us because, again, you have to remember, in the eyes of the elite, you are not a person or a human being. You are just a number. That's why people that go into the military, what are you issued? You issued your dog tags with a number on it because you're nothing but a number in this system. You're a part of being a pawn in a system of the elite. So these aristocrats basically play both sides of the table. So who has the most amount of people in the world now that are so-called undeserved economically? China. Got almost 2 billion people. America has 350 million people. So you're talking a whole another billion people. So now that's those people are going
to. I put it like this here. Looking for somewhere to live.
Absolutely. and they have actually taken over the world. I was just down in Costa Rica
You know, Panama is leased out to China. They disclosed Panama been leased out to China for a long time because in 1960, what was that, 67, we couldn't get no more Panama Red. That was that good smoke. And if you're walking on your eyelashes, because China took over a ruling down there. They leased the land out and put Bushido monks down there. And they've been down there a long time. Now in Panama, they already over here. And see, this is where I put it. They looking for somewhere to live. They running out of land over there. Yeah. See, we got plenty. Look how much space we got over here. You don't have to be bashed up. I always wonder how you bashed up in a city called Dallas. That many people looking out what we call the country. Look how much vacant land we got here in America.
Well,
go ahead on that,
brother.
I just had to throw that in because they did shit. They looking for they like the bowl, like my daddy said. Hell, they look like the bowl weaver. Hell, looking for a hole.
Just as I stated earlier, because every time Brother DeWada says something, it opens up another can of worms. So, but I want to kind of stay focused because my wife always telling me, honey, stay on focus, stay focused, and stay on basis. But yeah, going back to China briefly, they have taken over pretty much the world. And when you talk about the Panama and Central America and all of those areas down there, well, you look at this Venezuela crisis. That crisis was brought about because of sanctions put on from the United States. That's why Trump is not wanting to honor Maduro, who's the president, and he wants to acknowledge this person who they have put in to say that this is the true government of Venezuela. So this is how coups are formed. This is how this dollar has allowed these people to go and control the world economically, because if you don't have this dollar, God, then you cannot buy services and goods. But again, just to kind of reiterate, so we, just not to get off track on this economic thing, because it entails so much, the housing crisis. Right now, there's 7 million people in America that are 90 days behind on their car notes. People, foreclosure, housing, development is down 11% year over year. So you have a crisis that is just waiting to explode, and when it does, it will be too late to try and prepare. And that's my whole gist. If you don't get anything else out of what this conversation has entailed, preparedness is what I am talking about. And I wish, and Brother DeWada knows I've always said this, only way that we as a people, and whether you're white, black, green, or yellow, can survive what's coming is to separate yourself from this particular system. And if you don't, then you will become what they call a casualty of the system. But again, going back to this reset, what's going to happen? Everything is going to be reset. All of the fiat currency, all of the paper money, all of those statements that you get in the mail and tell you you have all this money in these accounts are going to be reset. And if they reset the money based off of the amount of wealth that the American government has, meaning hard asset, gold, silver, what it's backed by, that's how countries' currencies are dictated, is by the amount of gold and silver. And we were on a gold standard up until 1970, well, actually 1913, but 71 is when Nixon came in and says, okay, he cut a deal with Saudi Arabia. And that's when America became really the military might of the world, because if anyone wanted to buy natural gas, oil, they had to change their dollars into whatever the American dollar is to be able to purchase oil from Saudi Arabia. So because everyone was on this fossil fuel fix, meaning everyone wanted to drive a car, or everyone wanted to have a motorcycle, anything that has to do with fossil fuel, then you had to go through Saudi Arabia because, to be honest, America was hoarding their oil and gas. They knew that everything had a limited supply, so they wanted to utilize other people's natural resources so that they could hoard theirs, you know, but that's another whole story. So that's why I say so much entail in this whole economic scheme, until you can't just pinpoint one thing, it's everything. And just like from how they misled us with this, you know, this religious philosophy that they've stole and put on us from the time we were born, lied to us from the time we knew ourselves about some Santa Claus and Christmas and all this ignorance and Easter and all of this foolishness, the same principle with this economic dollar. They made you feel like that dollar was invincible because everyone wanted it. You go to another country, people will do anything for that dollar because they can buy so many more goods and services with the American dollar than they can with their own fiat currency. The world is tired of that. Everyone heard the term BRIC countries, Brazil, Russia, China, India, and all of those countries. They have converted all of their monies based off of assets, meaning gold, silver. They are hoarding and buying up all the gold and silver. America possibly don't have any more gold and silver because they have been indebted so much throughout the world so that they could build all of these military missiles and bombs and ships and airplanes. So they had to borrow against their dollar to be able to accomplish this military might. And now this is going to catch up to us because all of these countries are cashing in and saying, hey, I don't want your dollar anymore. So without the dollar being in circulation and the demand for the dollar, which right now is only worth 3 cents. Did you hear what I just said? 3 pennies. You look at your dollar and it's worth 3 pennies when you actually overstand the actual principle of fiat currency in relationship to debt. So, just like a bond, a person go buy a bond. You hear people talk about bonds. I got to get bailed out of jail or get a bond. You get a bond. A bond is one thousandth of one. So what does that mean? So for every dollar, you get to borrow and have leverage of 1,000 more dollars. And that is what's gotten us into trouble. You hear them talk about when we had the first kind of housing little recession going on. Well, all of that was because of all of the debt that was based off of the housing. So if you go get a loan from a mortgage company, the mortgage company then takes your $200,000, $100,000 loan, which they don't ever transfer the money to you. It's all just paperwork, and they put it to the central banks. The central banks then turn that $100,000 into $10 million. Then they turn that $10 million into $100 million that they have borrowed against your debt. And I know that may seem kind of far-fetched to a lot of people, and maybe you didn't really get what I just said, but in essence, all of this whole system in this fiat currency is a debt-based system. Everything is based off of debt. That's why you hear them talk about the consumer index so much, because as long as the consumers are spending money, then the economy is great, because it's all based off of debt. That's why you get in the mail bombarded with credit cards talking about 0% interest for the next 12 months, because they know you're not going to pay any of those payments until after the 12 months, and then they're going to bombard you with the interest, and guess what? You're not going to be able to pay the debt. And that's the same principle that has transpired in America, because we're at $22 trillion. Well, you multiply $22 trillion times that 1,000, what's that? $250 trillion that we're in debt, and there's only 250 million physical dollars in circulation. I want to let that soak in a little bit, because I know those numbers kind of seem outlandish to a lot of people who are trying to survive and pay their electric bill and gas bill every day, talking about trillions and billions of dollars. Well, you are part of that trillion and billion dollar economy. You just don't know it, because they are utilizing your birth certificate to have those trillions and trillions of dollars, because you actually, as a so-called person, well, you're really not a person, but anyway, I'm not going to go into that, but they have anywhere from $8 to $10 million average per person off of your birth certificate, excuse me. So basically, that's how the government is actually able to utilize their capabilities to use money that is not even in circulation, because it's based off of a falsehood, off of a lie. That's like me telling you, Brother DeWater, hey, man, you give me $10 a day and I'll come back and I'll give you $100 tomorrow, but I never come back. And so that's what has transpired. You know, we have borrowed so much because everybody wants to live at this high standard of living. And people in America don't have a clue what the people all over the world are living like in comparison. So a poor person in America is living better than some of the middle classes in some of the so-called third world countries. So we are in for a rude awakening. I hate to be, you know, the catalyst of pessimism, and I'm not really being a pessimist. I'm just being a realist, and I just wanted to kind of convey this because I love my brothers and sisters, even though they give me holy hell, and many of them think I'm crazy or whatever the case. But when I look at them going and being to their slavery to jobs and dealing with all of these demonic, Anglo-Saxons and bowing down to them, it frustrates me, because we do not believe anything coming out of a person that has melanin in them, because we have been so, conformed to a system that controls us through every aspect. And that goes back to those signs and symbols and numbers. Brother DeWater, and I see that we're almost close, sir, but and I will let you all go out and clear it. But if you, hopefully someone will pay attention to some
of
this.
Well, you got to come back and finish this, because you done enlightened me on some stuff that I understand. That when I was stationed in the Philippines, I always wondered how could I take $1 and get $20 for Filipino money for $1. Man, we would take $100 and go get $2,000 out of our check, and we'd be rich. And we had hooches and everything, and that was the key. When I was stationed in Japan, we would take our American dollar, and you always would get a large. So I forgot what it was in Japan in the 60s, but I remember in the Philippines you could get $20. Filipino dollars for $1. You enlightened me on that. The government also, they tell you in the Constitution that money is wealth, but money is coins, and the highest form of money is a silver dollar.
Yes,
so
sir.
They tell you this, They tell you what they doing. History tells us also, you touched down on something else. History tells us this is the seventh great empire up on the Birdman system, and it doesn't last for 200 bucks. But you could see that when we go back to Babylon, Assyria, Syria, Persia, Greek, Rome, and then America, when we go back and look at them, when homeless, when the people became homeless in these great empires, that nation was right around the corner from falling.
Yes, sir.
You can see. That's one of the most truest signs it is. You can see from when we were kids, wasn't no homeless. It's the word that we wasn't familiar with growing up. But our grandbabies is highly familiar with this word.
Let me just give you, and people can Google this for themselves. Go and Google Columbia, South Carolina. I'm originally from South Carolina. And basically, in Columbia, South Carolina, it is illegal to be homeless. That is a law that is on the book. So if you are homeless, they will pick you up and take you to the FEMA camp. And I rest my case. Anyone want to contact me, you can go to my company website. I have an Anglo-Saxon on the front because most of you people don't believe anything coming out of a Nubian mouth. So the website address is S as in Sam, the number one, C as in cat, P, Paul, dot, G as in girl, F as in Frank, D, David, programs, PROGRAMS.com. If you have any questions, you can go in. My phone number is there. I'm not hiding from anybody. My website is there. You can go in and just hit contact, put in your information, and it sends me an email if you have a question. But again, I am just so appreciative, Brother Drew, for you taking the time out to put together a show like this.
But you can come once a month and enlighten us on this economic situation. Because
Yes, sir. I would love to do that.
And one other thing that you touched down on. America has 2,000 years reserve in oil. Why are we buying oil from other people? 2,000 years reserve? You got enough oil that's capped off in Kilgo, Texas, to supply America for the next 1,000 years.
Well,
they know this.
Like this. If they didn't kill Tesla, you wouldn't be paying for any energy. So again, because the energy should be free, you shouldn't have to pay for electricity. You shouldn't have to pay for oxygen and all of those things, but you do. So again, so that just lets you know that's what capitalism is about. That's the difference between capitalism, communism, socialism, whatever type of form of government that you talk about. That's the difference.
Well, boy, I've enjoyed you. You preach your best sermon. You, next time you preach in church, you're going to have to use this one.
Yeah, that was pretty good, Brother
Drew. It's so nice to have a person that got a degree in theology to come.
and has a mate that's a doctor.
His mate is a doctor. He didn't say nothing about his mate. Now I'm gonna get on him because that's my partner.
She's a medical doctor, and she knows that I'm all about my people, and that's why I'm here. And when everyone else would look down their nose at Brother Dawada, I'd be telling them that you're the one that has the problem because you are not conscious of anything that's going on around you, so you're asleep. So, again, because of the walking dead and the zombies that are in our midst, and as they program us more with this technology. See, technology is what's killing us right now, and this 5G is burning our brains up. They're putting stuff in the food. But, again,
Anyway, I don't want to go so much, but I'll stay on
but,
back.
But look here, look here. See, we got to get Sister Carolyn on to do a show on this. Is artificial intelligence is that FedEx is finna go to a robot delivering the FedEx mail. I told my partner that I played chess with Leon. I said his ass gonna be able to play chess every day because he's finna be replaced.
Yep, absolutely.
So you got to understand they done showed us many movies of these robots that replace you, and these robots that went stone crazy because they got 29 scientists was killed by a robot in Japan. They done hiding that shit. But 29 scientists, that robot went malfunctioned. Yeah, it went rogue on them. But they done made how many movies they done made of that shit?
Yeah.
So I say, so you call me brother Moses, so we can schedule you back. We can get you once a month or whenever you want to come back, man. And once a month, give us a report on this economy. We would love that. Yes, so I say Shema Yahweh Yah Abin Yah Ikah Kamadiyah until next week.
Kamadiyah, pretty good, brother Moses.
Kamadiyah.